einfach leben, gar nicht so leicht. Einfach ist tief und nicht seicht und vielleicht ist es am schwersten, es wieder zu sein. Einfach, einfach sein. Mach den Versuch, wieder einfach zu sein. Ein Tisch, ein Stuhl, ein Kerzenschein, ein Blatt Papier, zwei Herzen, ein Reim. Einfach, einfach sein.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu dieser neuen Podcast-Folge rund um das Thema Minimalismus. Mein Name ist Benjamin Flöhr und ich bin froh, dass du wieder dabei bist. Wir sind ein bisschen aus dem Rhythmus gekommen. Diese Folge kommt jetzt etwas später. Und ich sage es auch jetzt direkt zu Anfang, es wird eine kleine Pause in diesem Podcast folgen. Lass ihn aber bitte in deinem Podcast-Player, denn es wird auf jeden Fall weitergehen und ich werde mich bei dir melden. Die heutige Podcast-Folge dreht sich um Musik, denn ich habe eine Playlist mit, ich glaube, es sind vier Lieder. Ja, es sind vier Lieder drin, rund um Minimalismus und leichter Leben, die mir extrem viel bedeuten. Und ich habe diese Texte mir mal genauer angeschaut und ich möchte das Ganze verbinden mit einem Experiment. Das Experiment sieht so aus, ich habe meine Gedanken zu den Texten, Fragen, die ich mir dazu gestellt habe, ein bisschen von KI nochmal überarbeiten lassen, so als Gedanken. Anregung. Ich habe aber dann alles, was ich dazu aufgeschrieben habe, in ein anderes KI-Tool gepackt und ein Gespräch daraus generiert. Das geht erstaunlich gut. Ich würde sagen, erschreckend gut schon. Es hat wenige Sekunden in dem Fall gedauert, dass das Gespräch, was du jetzt gleich hören wirst, dabei rauskam. Und ich finde, trotzdem ist es sehr, sehr hörenswert. Und noch viel hörenswerter als diese Podcast-Folge sind natürlich die vier vorgestellten Lieder, die ich dir ans Herz legen möchte. Aber dazu hör jetzt einfach mal in dieses KI-generierte Gespräch von zwei Personen rein. Ich wünsche dir viel Spaß mit dieser Podcast-Folge. Mach's gut.
So for this deep dive, you all sent in a bunch of song lyrics and they're all about less.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And it really got me thinking, like, are we at this point where less is almost like its own rebellion?
It is interesting. Yeah. What strikes me is how, I don't know, how these artists, even across different languages and styles of music and stuff, they're all kind of wrestling with this whole idea of less. Especially like now, I feel like it's very timely because they're looking at minimalism, not just as like, ooh, let's tidy up our houses, but it's like they're really questioning what we value in a world that's just obsessed with excess, you know?
Yeah, totally. It's like, what do we prioritize when we strip everything back?
Exactly, exactly.
And that can get, like, surprisingly deep.
It really can, yeah.
Speaking of deep, let's jump right in. First up is Einfach Sein, Simply Being by Willy Astor. The irony of the title alone, right?
Yeah. I mean, Astor's not shying away from the fact that simply being is not so simple these days.
No, not at all.
Especially in our modern world. Like, he puts this image in your head of a quiet table lit by a candle right next to this, like, frustration of having weak wifey in the woods.
Oh, wow.
It's like this really stark contrast. What do you think that says about how we view just being still and disconnected?
Yeah, it's like, can we even handle just being present with ourselves anymore?
Yeah.
Without that constant pull of the internet and, you know, everything.
It's so true. And you know what's interesting? He doesn't answer that question for us.
No, he does.
He just puts it out there, which I think it's interesting. Where do you find that peace? Yeah. Is it in those quiet moments or is it like you find yourself craving that stimulation?
Such a good point. Okay, so next we're going to dive into Like This Gepäck, that's Light Luggage.
You okay?
From Silbermond. And I got to say, this one grabs you right from the first line. 99% you don't need.
Yeah, they don't mince words.
No, they don't. Have you ever, like, gotten rid of a ton of stuff and just felt, like, physically lighter afterward?
It's amazing how decluttering can do that.
Right.
But they take it beyond the physical stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They talk about this, like, army of junk and neuroses clinging to us.
Oh.
It's like they're saying that all that mental and emotional baggage, that weighs us down just as much as, like, actual stuff.
And then they even link it to, like, old scars.
Wow!
It's like we're carrying around all this stuff from the past, too, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's like, what would it look like if we could just, I don't know, let go some of that.
Totally.
You know, I think it's really interesting they use this metaphor of luggage, right?
Right.
Something that we associate with travel, new experiences. Makes you think, what if we could just approach life with that same kind of lightness, you know? Not weighed down by all the stuff, both physical and emotional.
It's a really powerful image, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get ready for a much more direct approach to less is more with our next song. This one is Vinegar is Mare.
Okay.
Which is Less is More, from the band Alte Bacante. And they do not mess around. They get straight to the point.
Yeah, no metaphors here, right?
Yeah.
They really get at the heart of it. And what I appreciate about this one is they take that idea of less is more beyond just like decluttering your home, and they apply it to like everyday interactions.
That's interesting.
Like they're even talking about, you know, speaking less.
Okay.
Arguing less, worrying less.
Yeah.
It's like this whole approach to life, you know?
That's a good point. It's not just about the stuff. It's about how we, like, move through the world.
Exactly, yeah. Ooh. And then there's this one line that really got me thinking where they sing about, like, wanting to be less like myself.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever felt that? Like, that desire to just quiet the noise a little bit, be a little less reactive.
Totally. Like, just wanting to be a little less complicated.
Yeah.
A little more at peace.
Exactly, yeah.
I feel like that really resonates, you know?
Yeah, it's like a very human thing.
Totally.
That desire for simplicity.
Yes.
Both in ourselves and in our relationships. Like, mm-hmm. What if we could just strip away some of that excess ego and just, I don't know, just be?
That is such a powerful thought. Okay, you ready to switch gears a little bit?
Always. What's next?
Okay, so this one is Every Little Thing by Peter Dorn.
Okay.
And I gotta say, the repetition in this one really stood out to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he's really trying to hammer home this point that we don't need all this stuff to be happy.
Yeah. It's almost like this mantra he keeps repeating. Every little thing you think that you need, oh, I bet that you'd be fine without it.
Yeah.
It's like he's really challenging us to confront that attachment we have to material things, you know?
And I love that image he uses later in the song. You know, where he talks about dusty and discarded toys.
Yeah.
It's like this reminder that even the things we think we need, even the things that bring us joy, like they can lose their shine so quickly.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, then what? You're just left with more clutter.
Right.
More things to manage, to dust, to eventually get rid of.
Totally.
It's like he's kind of encouraging us to break free from that cycle of always wanting more, you know? That desire and then that fleeting satisfaction.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
What do you think? Have you ever experienced that, like buying something you thought you just like couldn't live without and then it's like...
Oh, all the time. Yeah. Like it's just in the back of the closet.
Exactly.
Or forget about it or whatever.
It's so real though, right? Like that's such a human experience.
Totally.
Yeah.
Just that desire for something new and shiny and then it's like...
And then it's gone.
It doesn't actually change anything.
It's the reality of it all.
Yeah.
But I think these songs... I don't know. I think they offer a different perspective.
Totally. It's like an invitation to step back.
Yes.
And be like, okay, what actually matters here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are your priorities?
Yeah.
What actually brings you that lasting fulfillment?
It's funny, right? Because less can mean totally different things to different people.
Totally.
Like, is it about like living in a tiny house with just the bare minimum?
Right.
Or is it more about being, I don't know, more intentional about what we let into our lives in general. Like, not just stuff, but, you know, everything.
That's the beauty of it, you know? There's no one right way to do less.
Right.
It's so personal. Like, for one person, it might be, like you said, getting rid of a bunch of their belongings.
Yeah.
And having that kind of visually clean space, you know?
So,
that sense of calm.
Mm-hmm.
And then for someone else, it might be, like, simplifying their schedule.
Yeah.
Saying no to things.
Totally.
So they have more time and energy for what matters.
Yeah, absolutely. And for some people, it might even be about letting go of old, I don't know, like, grudges, you know?
Yeah, totaler.
Quieting that inner voice that's always like negative and
it's so
just finding a little more inner peace.
Yeah, like you're saying, it's not just external, it's very internal as well.
Right.
Applying that same less is more to our thoughts and emotions too.
Yeah, absolutely. We always think about decluttering our homes and our stuff, but what about like our minds.
Right. Like, what if we could declutter our minds a little bit?
Totally. Declutter all those thoughts we don't need.
Because sometimes the things that are weighing us down the most aren't physical things at all.
No, not at all.
It's the thoughts, the beliefs, those patterns we get stuck in.
It's so true.
Yeah.
So I think, as we're wrapping up this deep dive into these lyrics, what really sticks with me is this.
Yeah.
Less isn't about, like, denying yourself something. It's about freedom.
Yes, exactly.
It's about making space for the things that light you up.
Yes.
By letting go of things that don't.
It's about deciding what enough looks like for you and then having the courage to actually make it happen.
Yes, love that.
Ugh.
And on that note, we're going to leave you with this question. What could less look like in your life?
It's a big question.
It is. Yeah. What's one thing you could simplify or let go of just to make things a little bit lighter?
The deep dive continues.
It does, even after the episode ends.